April 1st, Town Council 2021.
Okay, welcome to
You sound great.
Well, thank you. Haven't heard that before, but that's good. We're going to give this a go. This is the April 1st, 2021 Town Council meeting. This is not an April Fool's joke. The two people that are here are Michela and the mayor, Steve Cox. Gladys, Judy Drain, and Elizabeth are joining us remotely. I think we've heard from all of you, but let's make sure that we can hear you. So Gladys and then Judy and Elizabeth, if you will chime in so we can see if we've got it.
Gladys here. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Elizabeth here.
Gotcha. And Judy, I think you are on mute. Judy, are you with us?
She's still muted.
Judy, you are on mute. If you will unmute yourself and sing us a song. Okay, we're having a little problem with Judy Drain joining us. We'll wait until we have her name on the screen, but we can't hear from her yet. So, Judy Drain, if you can hear us, unmute yourself and check in.
She's unmuted.
Okay, you're unmuted, but we can't hear you. Judy Drain, are you there?
She's muted again.
Okay, we're having trouble with getting Judy Drain's voice.
How's that?
There we go.
I forgot I had my earphones on before, and I had the volume down.
All right, we're good to go then. So everyone, welcome to the April 1st, 2021 meeting. I am present at the anchor location. Gladys, Judy, and Elizabeth are joining us remotely. Conrad is not with us at present, but may be coming. So let's begin by saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, let me get in here. 2 seconds, let me share my flag with everybody.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag
of
the United States
of the United
and to the Republic
of America,
for which it stands,
to the Republic it stands, one nation
under God,
indivisible,
and justice
with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Let's see. The first thing on the agenda is to approve the minutes of March 4th. The only one that wasn't with us was Judy Drain. So Gladys and Elizabeth, if there are any changes or additions, let us know. If not, I'll entertain.
Gladys makes a motion. We approve them.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second.
If Judy can't second, this is Elizabeth and I can second it.
Yes, Elizabeth second. Judy, you weren't at that meeting, so You won't be voting on this. So, all in favor, aye?
Gladys, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, motion passes 3-0 to approve the minutes of March 4th. Okay, we had a little problem. We were going to have the public hearing on codification, but we didn't get the notice in the Insider in time. We were a couple days short, and so what I sent out to you today was a summary by Curtis, just explaining the things, you know, why codification and then those things that we had changed. So if you look at number 4 on the sheet, hopefully everyone got that. I think all we can do tonight is just answer any questions that any of the town council members have, and then we'll put off the public hearing until next month. There were a few things that we discussed and changed. For example, the meeting time, to hold it at 7 p.m. On the first Thursday of each month. There were a couple of typos that we corrected, so you can see those. On the emergency operation plan, we removed individual names so that it's just a position, because as mayor and council people change, we don't want to have to update that every time that happens. We did add a little one last section to the fire restrictions at the request, or at the really approval of Mark McKiff, which covers us from June 1st to October 31st, which is actually the Utah State Fire Ordinance. That's its extension, so I just thought that would be safe for us. And then some definitions. And then at the bottom of that, there were some changes requested by American Legal, and you can see that those are just the general provisions that relate to the codified ordinances. And then our alcoholic beverages section, if you've ever read that section, it's quite confusing because there are 4 different ordinances, and we tried to mend them or mesh them into one, and I think it reads pretty well now of what our situation is as far as alcoholic beverages. So with that said, does anyone have any questions on the codification before we move to a public hearing next month?
I don't. This is Elizabeth.
Gladys does not.
Judy doesn't.
Okay, great. I think it's a pretty straightforward thing to do, and I think we've seen it enough that we should be able to hold the public hearing and approve that. I did include the adopting ordinance that Mark McKiff has reviewed. So if you want to look through that, the only difference on that is the ordinance will actually be 2021-3. It'll be our third ordinance. And other than that, if you see anything, we can discuss that next month. All right. Next thing on the agenda was the third quarter budget. With April 1st falling where it did in our meeting, we really didn't have time. I think Judy indicated that we didn't have time to get checks out to everyone, and so we've decided to put that off a little bit. Michelle and Judy will get together this next week. They'll finish the third quarter budget and get it out to everyone. And remember, in May, we do a preliminary budget. So I will put out a preliminary budget, kind of come with any ideas of things to add. We'll try to have it all by categories, a little better than we have in the past. And then in June, we'll need to pass the 2021-2022 budget. Hopefully our year is a little better revenue-wise, but I think we got through this year in pretty good shape. There will be a little bit more money coming from this latest stimulus. I'm not sure how much the town will receive yet, but I think it should put us in pretty good financial shape moving forward. But if you have things that you're thinking about, jot them down for your departments, and we'll talk about it a little bit next month, and then I'll, you know, we can add in any things that you have that I haven't thought of about the budget. So any questions on moving forward with our budget?
No.
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 Boy, you guys are easy. That's great tonight. Okay, all of you received a copy of the Memorial Bench application that Tina sent us. Our plans are to have that put on the website, and then people, if they want to put a memorial bench in the park, they'll have an application they will fill out. I think they did a pretty good job of incorporating everything that they said they wanted and we said we wanted. But I wanted to run it by the town council before we put it on the website. I want to have it approved. I've looked through it. It looks pretty good to me. I didn't see anything, you know, that I was concerned about, but Gladys, I'll just go one by one. Did you have anything to add, or does it look okay with you?
Yes, I think it looks okay, especially as a starting point. If we see problems later as we go along, then we can always change it. But I think as a starting point, it's okay, yes.
Okay, great. Judy Gray?
Yeah, I agree. Who did we finally end up doing those benches? That was a different thing. That was around the front. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, this is just any family that wants to put one in. Elizabeth, did you have any comments on
the application? No, I agree with what Gladys has said.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and I'm going to make a motion that we accept this application for memorial benches for the Boulder Town Park to be put on the website as it is. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
And Steve, yes. So the vote is 4-0 to accept that. Okay, next thing on the list is the parking lot expansion. Jamie's with us if there are any questions, but what I did is I met with Jamie, and then I've also been in touch with the engineer, Brent Tuttle. I expressed what we wanted to see, which the main things that we were concerned about that I remembered were we wanted to leave the dumpsters at that end, and so they're going to extend the pad, the road pad, a little bit east, and then do a configuration in the shape of an L. So they'll still have the five dumpsters, but they'll be arranged in an L shape, which will allow the driver to still get in there, empty all of those, and be out of the way of traffic. So they've agreed to keep everything to the east of the entrance and out of the way of traffic. The second thing is we asked for the road to be paved. Their plan is to put 3 inches of asphalt over the current road that's there, and they felt pretty good about the road because we have had a garbage truck, a pretty heavy vehicle driving over it in all seasons, and it seems to have held up pretty well. So they figured the underlying base is pretty good, and with the asphalt, there should be no problems. And then they will go ahead and stripe that And then the third thing that I remembered is it didn't show any long vertical parking spaces, and they've included that now so that there's a lot more RV parking inside in the middle. So people will come in typically in the entrance. They'll park whatever car or RV they have and then be able to exit on the north end. That's the notes that I had down. If you've had a look at it, are there any other concerns from any of you on the latest plan?
So Steve, they're also going to extend the road a little bit more to the south, correct? To where they're gonna put those dumpsters. I'm not to the south, to the east, where they're gonna put the dumpsters. They're gonna extend the pavement a little bit further down there too?
Yeah, they'll lengthen the pad so that the dumpsters all fit on the east side of their gate.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, any other, and we can bring up a map if anybody wants us to, but I think we've looked at it before. Any other concerns from council members?
It was brought up last time, so I want to make sure, and I know you talked about the next stage or phase of the road condition, but who's responsible for that, maintaining that section of road after this project's completed? That was just brought up last time, and I didn't know if we got an answer to that.
Yeah, I think what we would do in that case is that we will revert back. You know, if there's damage that we can see is being caused, I'm guessing the state will come back in and remedy that. I don't anticipate that happening at all with the base and the 3 inches of asphalt. But we will treat that as we do our own town roads, which it is, and we will chip seal it as we do the other roads in the future, which should keep it in fairly good shape. But I don't expect that will need to be done for quite some time, but I'm sure that, you know, at some point the town will then maintain it since it is our road.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, any other questions?
The one thing I noticed there, I guess they're not gonna put up the barricades and
we lost you on that, but I think what you were referring to is the barricades on the west edge, and no, they don't plan on doing that. What I'm hoping is that there will be no parking signs, and Jamie may know that if there are now. We don't want them parking really on the street either, but I'm not sure putting up barriers would be something UDOT would allow to happen. Those seem like they would maybe even be worse along the edge of the road, but I'm guessing there will be some no parking signs. But Jamie, if I'm wrong on that, you could correct me.
Now that's correct, Steve. We're planning for having no parking signs on that side. That's the whole purpose of this parking lot expansion in the first place, is to get those vehicles inside our lot instead of parking on the highway where we really don't want them, and we sure don't want them over at Cole's place either. That's kind of the main thing as I'm trying to address with this expansion.
Okay, great. Any other questions from Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that CDOT definitely expressed that they don't want any kind of barricade or anything that inhibits plowing, or if there were to be anybody that had to go, say, around, they don't want any big barricades there that's going to inhibit that.
Okay, yeah, that's UDOT you're talking about, but I understand.
Or sorry, yes, UDOT.
I know how that is. So any other questions from the council or concerns? If not, I'm going to make a motion to approve this parking lot expansion plan at the Anasazi Park, as indicated by the document, the latest document we received.
I will second that, Gladys.
Okay, it's been moved, seconded by Gladys. All in favor?
Aye,
Judy, aye. Judy, aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
Okay, great. And Steve, aye. So that passes 4-0. So Jamie, you can pass the word along that the town has approved the latest set of plans.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move to department reports. Gladys, you're first. Anything going on with cemetery, buildings, travel council?
Not really, although travel council, they're hoping things are going to perk up, and I hope that'll help our budget a little bit in the town, too.
Okay, yeah, I'm hoping so, too. Did Corey ever get back to you with plans for...
He hasn't done so far, no.
Okay.
And maybe that'll be a project he has to work on towards, you know, maybe fall a little bit more when things are maybe going a little smoother, but I'll remind him again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's no rush on either of those because they're mainly, we want to have them done by winter, but...
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay, that's fine. Judy, planning roads?
I tried getting hold of Jay Brooks this morning, but I'm going to have to call a little bit earlier because now that the weather's breaking and things are getting better, I'm sure they're out. So I have that on my list to make sure that we touch base with him and make sure that we're in the loop for getting our getting the roads, any fill in or potholes that have to be done, that they'll take care of us there. And then I'm going to call, now that we can get out and move, I'll get Blue Stakes to take care of the cemetery so I can get that sign back up there. I'm going to move it in probably about 3 feet further than it was. So hopefully anybody going back and forth to the water, whatever they're doing up there, that sign won't get taken down again. I had a couple of requests for street signs. Larry came into Hills and Hollows and wanted to know about there. So I'll get busy on that this coming month and make sure that we get a few of those things taken care of now that we can get into the ground. We'll probably have to order a few signs. But I think for the most part, we pretty well have everything. I'm going to have to order a sign. Oh, excuse me. for Judy across from right there by Polk Place where they wanted a stop sign there. So there's a couple of things that we'll have to order, but spring's here, so we'll be moving. The Planning Commission on 311, they basically talked about, discussed the campgrounds and RV parks and made a few recommendations there. Talked about the housing again, about getting the town together and discussing how we want to handle housing and affordable housing. Lean Ellis was saying there are some things that you can do, but with Boulder being the way we are in a small town, it's going to probably take some give and take and a bunch of us getting together, the whole town actually, if we, as many as we can get, decide what they want to do for housing, because it definitely continues to be a problem. Then they've talked about the codification, which they sent on to us. They're adding some verbiage to the RSTRs as far as dates. And then I guess they're going to have a public hearing on that in April, the Planning Commission. I think that's about it. Discussed what they were going to do this month. But other than that, I think that covers up.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think it's good to have them start working on the RV park campground thing. I know that's becoming sort of a thing right now all over the county from what I've seen. Our ordinances need to be looked at, and I know they're doing that. And then, like you said, affordable housing, I'm glad to see them start looking at that. And I know we did give quite a few recommendations when we did our working groups. And so hopefully, you know, we have heard from the community somewhat on that, but we really haven't incorporated it into our zoning yet. So I think those are good things. So thank you for the update on that. Let's see, next would be Conrad. The only question that I have, and I haven't been able to pin Conrad down, the planter boxes out front, I think all of you, we've made aware that they are rotting away. They're metal. Metal planting boxes aren't necessarily a good idea because they've rusted out. Originally, I asked Conrad to talk to Jimmy Catmull and get a bid on what it would cost to redo those. After that, we hired Corey. Jimmy didn't really get back to us, for about a year. We hired Corey, and I began to talk about Corey doing it. And so I'm not sure of the agreement that Conrad had with Jimmy, but it may be something that we have to discuss at our next meeting. Did we commit something to Jimmy where we should at least pay him for his planning and what the work he's done? Or was it a bid like we're supposed to get? And if so, then we're not obligated to pay for a bid. But if most of you have seen what Corey has done outside, his idea is to take the lava rock that we have, the boulder, and just build a lattice work outside the metal frames that are there. He would cement it together, but if you've been by lately, he's done one edge of it. I think it looks really good. I like the way it blends in with the other lava rock we have. Has anybody else seen that?
No, Gladys hasn't. I don't have to go look.
Yeah, when you drive by, he's just done one little section. I asked him to do it just so we could see what it looked like. But I'd like maybe for all of you at some point to go look at that and see if it's what we want to do. I like the way it looks, but I want everybody to have some input. And then at our next meeting, when Conrad's here, we probably need to discuss what we need to do about moving forward with the planter boxes. So I was hoping...
Conrad's on the call.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Oh, I didn't see you join us. So what have you found out, Conrad?
Well, when we were talking about Jimmy last year, he went and hurt his shoulder, so he couldn't do the work. So, like you, in the meantime, he went ahead and started getting a bid together at one time, and then just before Corey was hired, I talked to him about, are you still looking to, get a bid in for us to look at that project? And so between him getting hired and your email and me going to tell him, look, he'd already done, went and did the bid, but I'm with you. I mean, in the sense that if I got paid for every bid I did, I'd be a millionaire.
Right. So that's what I was wondering, I guess, is was it presented to him as he needed to submit a bid? Because I remember that's what we talked about. Or was he just told he had the job and to move forward? I don't know what the conversation... I never had a conversation with him. I know you did.
Well, I don't know how we treated him as far as, his bidding the work and then going in and doing the floors and things in the post office and other things. I don't know how that was presented to him either.
Yeah, we did a bid. We actually got a bid on that. Gladys got a bid for us, and it was reasonable. and we accepted the bid on that. So that's typically what we have to do with these, you know, projects.
Oh, I agree. I feel bad that he feels that he put in the hours to do so. Yet I'm also thinking a bid is an opportunity for work, not guaranteed for the work.
Okay. Have you seen what Corey's done with the lava rock?
Yeah, I seen that last week. He did it. Looks really good.
Okay.
Looks. Yeah.
Okay, so I want the rest of you to see it before we actually take a vote and move on. I think it would be relatively inexpensive if Corey's doing the work and the materials are mainly free because they're rocks. He would need some cement to support that, but I think, you know, obviously he can do the work. So, but I want the rest of you to see what it looks like so we can all have an idea that it's what we want. So we'll just put this decision off until next month. I don't think there's a hurry. He's going to be really busy just getting spring work done. So I don't think we need to rush it. But if everybody will go take a look at what he has done, and we'll bring it up again next month. So, Conrad, did you have other stuff for us other than that?
Did I have what?
Did you have anything else on enforcement or landfill grounds? Any of the other things that you
the price, the price of steel is going up, so we're hopefully it's going to get up to where they'll come and get all that steel out of the dump. So I've talked to people, and so we're seeing how quick the price of steel is going up, so we can pressure them to come and get it.
Okay, great. Anything else?
Not on my part.
All right, thank you. Elizabeth, we'll move to you. You've got things going. What's going on with your stuff?
Let's see, EMS, there's been no news from the fire department. The Boulder EMTs, they have two EMTs, and it's taking a toll on them, and they're not able to sustain it. And so they're completely relying on the Escalante EMTs at this point in order to function on calls. The fire council, Judith sent a letter of an update of kind of a summary of what's been going on. And then as of February 2021, kind of where they are with the Boulder risk management assessment, as far as being identified as a high risk for wildfires. And they're going to continue to work on the community wildfire preparedness plan in conjunction with an emergency operation plan. And so I forwarded that email out to everyone so you could have a copy of it. And they're going to keep doing that. And Judith Guile is the acting chair of the Boulder Town Wildfire Council. And I believe they're going to get some, continue to do some educational outreach this summer. So that is that one. The library, there's still no news at this point. They're not opening the library publicly yet. And when they do, they'll let everyone know. The Arts Council is continuing with planning outdoor summer programs. The district, let's see, some things happening for Garfield County School District. April 15th, it's a Thursday afternoon and evening. Once a year, Boulder actually hosts the school district, and last April they weren't here due to COVID, but they will be here in town on April 15th, and they're having a work meeting in the afternoon, and then the regular meeting will be at 5 o'clock. The Escalante High School is about to put up their artwork in the town community center, and it'll be open both that day for the school board, but then also it'll be a similar schedule like they've been posting. It was previously Mondays, and then they did Tuesdays, and people can stop in during post office hours.
On April 10th, the statewide mask requirements end for most public places, and that has caused some confusion and possible misinformation around mask requirements. So the mask requirement for K-12 schools remains in place until June 15th. And local officials such as the county commissioners or the school board, they don't have the ability to end that mask mandate for the schools prior. And then additionally, masks will remain in place for groups gathering of 50 people or more until July 1st, I believe. And the only other thing that's happening is they're in the stages of planning a new elementary school in Escalante, and it's open. They had a special meeting yesterday to take public comment and public input on that.
Okay, great, thank you. Let's see, my stuff, most of you are aware that we do have a COVID vaccination mobile clinic from Southwest Utah Public Health Department coming on April 15th from 11 to 1. We're about half full. They scheduled us, they slotted in 40 slots for us, and we're about 24, I think, the last time I looked. If you know anybody, get them on the list, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to open it up to Escalante, if anybody would rather come here than go to Panguitch. But I want Boulder residents to be first in line for that. And so I'll wait, you know, at least until Monday to put out another notice. But if you know anybody, they're offering both second shots of Moderna and first shots of Johnson & Johnson, which Johnson & Johnson is a single dose. So for anybody that doesn't want to drive out of town for their vaccine, it's going to be available on April 15th. So get the word out. I put it on Pegboard and Facebook, but and put up posters, but sometimes word of mouth works too. Let's see.
Well, how do we...
Yeah, go ahead.
How do we sign up, Steve?
I can send you the link. It's been out on Pegboard, but if you would like the link, I'll send it out, and then if you know anybody that wants it, you can pass it on to them. So I'll send you the link to get on. All you do is you log on, they'll show you the slots available, you click on that, and it asks for some information, and then you're scheduled for an appointment.
Yeah, I would sign up for it. So yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll make sure you get the link, and if you know anybody else, just shoot me an email, and I can send the link to anybody.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha. Remember, conflict of interest forms. If you haven't turned those in, do the state auditor training certificate. If you haven't turned that in, do the training. Turn that in as soon as you can. We got a couple emails on the 4th of July. BCA is planning at the moment to do a 4th of July event. It'll be a little different this year. They're going to use vendors for the food, but then do things that we have done in the past. They want to have a parade back up Highway 12, and they ask if we would work on getting that permit. So, Gladys, will you work with Michaela and Judy to make sure that we have a permit? It should give us plenty of time to do that. Would that be something you could do?
Judy, are you on the line? Wasn't there a reason they didn't want us using the Highway 12?
She's
Judy,
not.
Judy Davis
Judy
is
Davis.
Not on.
She's
not
okay.
on.
Oh, she's not
okay,
on.
I will.
She's not
I'll
on the line
her
today.
And find just, out.
Okay. Yeah, and if there's a reason that we're not on that, I think the alternate route is okay too. I just know that coming up Highway 12 is sort of a, you know, a community historical thing, and I'd like to redo it that way. But if we run into problems, we can certainly do it up that back road. So if you'll work.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Okay, perfect. Let's see, and then we don't have to decide this right now, but they would like us to budget $1,500, which is a pretty reasonable amount of money to put in the budget, but we won't need to budget that until 2021-22. So I'll just remind you that when we are finalizing the budget, that I think that's a pretty good allocation of $1,500. So anyway, seems like things are starting to get back to normal, I hope. Cross my fingers, but that's all I have. Let's see, clerks, you have the checks issued for March. The only thing that I think was forgotten on here was on 2886, check number 2886. I think that was Lee Nellis for February. And maybe Judy meant to just kind of put that in and forgot, but it should be Lee Nellis, February, $140. Because I sent both invoices to her kind of together, and she wanted to write two separate checks. So if you'll add that in, and then you can see that we haven't paid our staff, which we probably should. Anyway, any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, aye.
Judy, aye.
Conrad, aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
And Steve, aye. So that motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Michelle, do you have anything for us, Clerk Myers?
Nope, that was it. Just the checks.
Okay, sounds good. We'll move on to public comments. Anybody that has a comment, figure out how to raise your hand. Here, raise your voice, whatever. Okay, doesn't sound like we have any public comments, so I will make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, aye.
Judy, aye.
Conrad, aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
And Steve, aye. Thank you for joining us tonight, and maybe next month we'll be all of us in here. We'll see how it goes. Thank you for attending.
I just want to thank both you and Michelle, Steve, for setting up both the OWL and the meeting room and having it all set up. It worked really well. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think this will, going forward, we can broadcast these things and let more people participate. So thanks all of you for being on, and we can hear you loud and clear, and I think it went well. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.